I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, they say that some of your Halloween decorations might be hurting your local ecosystem. And as I was looking at this, I don't know. They say don't use fake cobwebs because birds and other animals can get tangled up in them every year and end up hurting themselves.
And your drunk friends.
Okay,
happened.
I don't care what happens to birds.
What? Okay.
Birds poop on my car. Mm-hmm. They climb in my attic and build nests. They build a nest on my front door and make it smell like poop. I don't like birds.
Well, you don't have to like them, but they're very good for the...
Fine, you can have them, but I don't care if one gets caught in my cobwebs.
Tom, the bah humbug season is not till December, okay?
That's not making any sense.
Yes, it is, because you're a Scrooge, you're a curmudgeon, you're a bird hater.
No one wants a bah humbug season in December. That's stupid.
Okay, anyway, they say those fake cobwebs, the birds get caught up in them and other stuff. So, but for me, I use that as decorations. Like, I don't use the fake cobwebs. I just have my other regular spider webs and cobwebs up in my house.
Those are biodegradable, though. Those don't count.
I think it's cool if you got a spider that's so bad that it actually catches birds. You see a bird in a cobweb, I ain't messing with that spider.
Well, I think maybe I need to clean my house because my decorations are up all year round, apparently, with my cobwebs. If you are seeing ghosts around your house, the answer isn't Ghostbusters. Don't call Ghostbusters. They say you might need to actually clean your house.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
Well, okay. The main reason people think their house is haunted are because of dust, dirt, and mold. The air quality in your place makes you more likely to see strange things floating around, like ghosts, because of the toxic mold that triggers psychosis in your brain.
That's a very dirty house.
That explains a lot.
Well, that's scary. That's scary, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know what? It's like, I want my house to be so dirty the ghosts don't stay there. But they say bad air quality and mold can cause us serious problems besides paranormal visitors, which you might see ghosts.
Mm.
They can also lead to depression, anxiety, and pretty serious illnesses. So clean your house. If you're seeing ghosts, that is. You might want to get someone over to your house to remove the mold before you start having real issues. This is serious. If you have mold in your house, you might have visions of ghosts and things.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very rare case that you get mold that makes you see ghosts.
A lot of mold.
Have you seen the Hoarders TV show?
Yeah.
There are some really bad places.
Yeah, but that's pretty bad. I mean, you should know. If your house looks like Hoarders, ghosts are the least of your problems.
That's true. You would need to call a maid service. Or at least call a preacher to come over as soon as possible.
No, you should call the maid service.
Yeah. Also, you know, they're saying don't let pumpkins sit outside and rot because that will also draw critters to your place.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good advice.
This is exciting. I think we knew not to let pumpkins sit out and rot, but if you do, your biggest thing isn't drawing critters to your place. It's when you go try to throw it in the garbage and the whole thing splats out on your shoes and ruins them.
Well, it makes that noise, too.
Yeah. It does, exactly that noise. I recorded it once.
Okay, but it means run-ins with your pets and stuff like that when you got raccoons and stuff, you know, hovering over some jack-o'-lanterns you carved.
Well, usually I put them on our front porch, and my dog goes out in the backyard, so we're good.
Okay.
Plus, we keep all the dead birds on the front porch, so they're already drawing critters.
And then finally, they say, make sure other hanging decorations won't cause any issues. Things like string lights and netting can pose a threat to other wildlife, like deer can get their antlers caught in them. and be stuck in your decorations.
Like, where are these people living in the middle of the country with possums and deer?
We've got them all over in Simpsonville. But again, I don't care. If I come out and there's a deer stuck in my yard in the front, I'll either let it loose, or if it's big enough, I'll shoot it and take it in.
But you don't want to confuse people, make them think that it might be Christmas season.
Fake deer.
Why not? Christmas is already in the stores.
Seriously, you have deer in your neighborhood?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm in my neighborhood.
You live different place than Tom does.
All down, up and down Tanner Road, deer everywhere. Yeah.
I wonder why they won't stop building on Woodruff Road. Sorry.
Yeah, this well, you've got
Road.
A point, though.
Same thing. It's the whole
gone.
Simpsonville area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm out a little bit further than Tom, but not much. I'm like, there's a lot of deer
but
out
there. You open
there.
Your door and you see a deer.
The backyard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a big field out behind us.
I bet you I see at least 20 deer on my way to work every year.
Okay, deer isn't our problem. We have coyotes.
We got coyotes downtown.
Well, that's legit worse than deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm with you on that.
There's a Spankies and a Jack and Diane's too, right?
Sharkies.
Sharkies, I'm sorry.
If you got sharks, you got a problem.
Sharkies, I'm sorry. So did I say Spankies?
Yeah. That's at my house.
I don't even know what y'all are talking
Come
about.
Come on, bye. That's some of Heidi's parties, too.
It's okay. All pretty right. harmless.
Happy hour in Spankies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.